Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that podcast show.
All right, welcome to How to Do That Podcast. This is episode number 9. We're recording live from Austin, Texas at the Common Interest. This is Ryan Glanzer alongside my good friend, Mr.
Bart Kristoff.
I decided I'd let you say your own name.
I wasn't looking up at you. I was looking at your well-prepared outline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got some great topics to cover today. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you.
2017 is in the books.
What did you do for New Year's? I didn't even talk to you this week.
It was a pretty good little party. I went to some friends in Cedar Park. All of us have small children, so it was a party where the kids were able to go to sleep upstairs, and it was a calm, quieter sort of party.
That's cool.
I'm sure yours was a bit more exciting.
We rented a table by the dance floor at one of the bars on 6th Street.
Woo-hoo. A table? So you just watched?
Well, it got out of hand, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we had, you know, bottles of champagne and, you know.
Clothing removed, I assume.
Well, not mine, but.
Oh.
There might have been some of that, yes.
Oh, boy. Well, what a way to ring in 2018.
It was quite a lot of fun. And I remember waking up going, thinking to myself, because you know how everyone starts their resolutions, usually on New Year's Day?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that ain't, it's not happening.
Right, yeah, you have to build in January 1st as the recovery day to then begin your resolution on the 2nd, I feel like.
Yeah, I went to bed at, I think, 4 in the morning, and we couldn't find any food places open. Which, what the hell, man?
On New Year's.
If I was a food place, I'd be open till 6 a.m. on New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be making so much money. Because there were people driving all around trying to... Well, that sounds bad because everybody was drinking. There was cars pulling in and out of like Taco Bell's and McDonald's. And they're all closed. Everything was closed.
What the fuck?
So guess what was super packed and that I ended up going into and getting food for?
I bet it was like a pancake place. IHOP.
No, 7-Eleven.
What?
I was in the frozen section buying White Castle frozen meals and pizzas out of their frozen...
You and 100 other people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. How does McDonald's and Taco Bell and Wendy's not be open for late night on those... That's crazy.
Screw them. You know?
We drove by the Raising Cane's and it was closed and it's usually open till 3 on like a normal week day. So I was confused.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. My New Year's was... It kind of sucked because I was in a tremendous amount of pain from this ongoing cervical radiculopathy, radiculopathy.
What?
That's the shoulder pain I've been having for the last 3 months. I've been told it's cervical radiculopathy.
Cervical?
That
sounds like a vagina problem.
It does sound like a... I think it's spinal.
Spinal?
I don't know. It's some sort of radiculitis.
Wait, let's look it up. You've got a computer.
Yeah, but I didn't connect to Wi-Fi.
I'm pretty sure it's cervical. like a vagina.
It does, now that you mention it. I wonder if I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Cervical?
Well, either way.
Does that mean that your arm can no longer have babies?
Yeah, that's part of it. That's a harsh reality I'm going to have to come to terms with. Anyway, I was like abnormally antisocial at this party because all I was doing was like moping, running around the house, like looking for a way to cure my arm.
Because your arm cervix was broken?
Yeah, yeah. And at the end of the night, like as we were getting ready to leave around 1 or something, one of the hosts, a friend, came up to me. He's like, dude, what's the matter, man? You were kind of like in and out all night. Are you okay? And I'm like, no, man, I'm in a tremendous amount of pain. So I entered the new year.
Well, how did you hurt your...
I don't know, stretching or something?
Cervical. Whatever.
I hurt my cervix by, I think probably weightlifting. It had been bad for about a year before that, but it really got bad like right after your wedding. And I think it must've been working out that did it.
Okay.
I think a jerkiness of lifting weights or something. But so I entered the new year in a lot of pain.
So because of the jerkiness, the cervical.
Yes.
All right.
Well,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well,
thanks. Have you gone to a doctor and got it checked out?
Yeah, a few different ones. I go to physical therapy now 2 times a week. Mm. They do a good job.
Well, I hope it gets better.
Thanks. Hopefully. Luckily, we can still podcast with the injury. That doesn't hurt me. But you are in.
Wait, are you a righty or a lefty?
Righty.
And so your left arm.
The left arm hurts. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So.
Yeah.
You're still able to jerk off.
In theory. But you have a throat problem, I hear. You're
man,
not able
all
to
of
swallow
sounds,
things.
Yeah, all of this sounds weird, but yeah, I got sick in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I haven't been able to like shake it totally yet. But I started feeling better about noon today. I think the weather started getting better. I don't know. I just started feeling better, but I still have a tickle in my throat, so I gotta keep drinking the beer here to keep it wet.
There you go. Yeah, moisten it. Keep it moist.
Yeah, while you work on your cervix, I'm going to keep my throat moist. And between the two of us, nobody's going to be jerking off.
Well, let's just not hear. Let our bartender hear this. We could jump to some conclusions. Oh, this episode is brought to you by Table.Delivery. get $10 off your first order in the new year when you use coupon code SWEETUMS, SWEETUMS.
For all your chilly weather needs.
Food delivery on a cold Minnesota's day.
Now, can you get chili delivered in chilly weather?
I bet so. I bet there's got to be a place to deliver chili.
I'm just asking. I think that would be delicious. You get chili in the chilly weather.
In a bowl.
Two types of chili at the same time.
Yeah. If only you were in Chile, Santiago, Chile.
Oh, yeah, the location of chili. While you're ordering chili in the chilly weather.
Hashtag wordplay.
All right.
Well, go ahead and check out How to Do That online, our blog, howtodothat.co. You can check us out on Twitter at howtodothatco and on Facebook at howtodothat.co and also on Instagram at howtodothat.co. We got a few new blog posts up, including how to binge watch a TV show. One of which I just binged yesterday, did I tell you?
No.
American Vandal, have you seen this show?
Oh, you asked me if I had seen it and I ignored your text.
Yeah,
I have not seen it yet. I did see the preview for it. I know that it's supposed to be like a mockumentary type situation.
Yes, if you've ever seen Making a Murderer, it just makes a mockery of that.
Is it really good?
It's so funny.
Is it?
It's so funny. Yeah, it's fake.
Obviously. No, I know it is, but I didn't know if it was going to be good or stupid.
They follow this this high school guy around who vandalized 27 teachers' cars by spray painting penises on them. And that's the whole basis of this is figuring out and the intricate detail they went into to make all the social media posts and the videos and parties and stuff to put this all together is just really impressive.
That's awesome.
So anyway, that's a post that's up there. Also, how to react to someone telling you about their boring ass dream was one of them that I put up there.
Oh,
have you
really?
Have you ever had anybody like
so they tell you about the boring ass dream?
Have you ever had anybody tell you about a dream like that? It just goes on
not
and
unless
on.
Unless it's
like
decent. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I told someone a dream the other day and they got it was at the New Year's party.
Oh,
and they got freaked out.
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, it was weird, but because I told her, I said I can't. I said, can I have a sugar-free Red Bull and vodka? She goes, we don't have sugar-free Red Bull. We have regular. And I said, I get nightmares on sugared Red Bull. She goes, you get nightmares? What kind of nightmares? And so I told her. I said, I had a nightmare the other night after drinking Red Bull with sugar. That, do you know who Tommy Wiseau is?
The name's familiar.
He's from the movie The Room.
Okay.
That they just did the Disaster Artist to make
fun
of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
okay.
The worst movie like ever made or whatever.
Yeah, you were saying that. Yeah.
I had a dream that he was cutting people up into frozen cubes and then making me eat them.
Wow. Okay.
So, and she looked at me and she goes, so do you want a regular Red Bull or not? And I'm like, yeah, why not?
That sounds exactly like what this blog post was about.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, mine are just creepy dreams but I don't know, I've never had anyone tell me about a non-interesting dream, I don't think, at least it's somewhat interesting.
Yeah, I mean, most are, but unless it's sexual in nature, like, I tend to tune out pretty quickly.
What about Tommy Wiseau making me eat cubed humans?
I mean, if that was the whole story, if your story took 14 seconds to tell, then yeah, I'm totally into it, but...
Well, yeah, I was talking to a bartender.
I know at least three people that... frequently tell me stories of dreams that go on for like 8 minutes, like every detail. I'm like, you realize in this,
who are they?
Well, I can't say their names here. One family member, one close friend, and one coworker.
They know one who they are. Yeah. They know who they are.
They love to go into intricate
details. Stop telling your terrible dreams. Nobody cares. and by the way, back to the binge watch thing. I just binge watched Master of None. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, Aziz Ansari. I've seen the first three episodes. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so good. All of it. Oh, I went through both seasons, and I think it's awesome.
Nice. I only saw the first few episodes watching it with closed captioning because I couldn't hear it at a gym.
So, oh, you were at a gym?
Yeah.
I was trying to watch it on my phone. That's a bad time to try and get into a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, go home and watch it all the way through. And then season two, I think season two is actually more mature than season one. I like it. A lot of people are like, eh, season two wasn't as funny. I think it's really good.
Okay.
So, you tell me.
I will. That'll be on my list. I was like a good show recommendation.
Tell me about it in a bad dream that takes 4 hours so that we can experiment with.
Yeah, you'll zone out so fast. Well,
like most people that just zoned out on this podcast.
Yeah. It's playing in the background. It's like when you listen to you watch The Office in the background just for The Office.
I do.
Sounds.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what people do with this too. Except for a few who have earned themselves an autographed poster, which we have.
I have one right in front of me.
There it is. Take a look. We're going to sign that.
You can hear how thick that is. You see that?
That's the heaviest.
This is a regular piece of paper.
Right? So flimsy.
And then this is our... Ooh.
It almost sounds like you're like wavering a CD or something in front of it.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I bet it smells good.
Hot off the press from FedEx.
It doesn't really smell like anything. I don't know. You smell it.
No, I'm not getting much of a smell either. When it first came hot off the press, I bet it smelled good.
I don't know. I like it, though.
We're going to hang these up around town.
Around town?
The quote on it says...
Around town?
Yeah.
That sounds so weird. I'm gonna hang them up around town.
It says, Austin's hottest new podcast, in quotes, and it says, Lauren G., avid listener. The thing is, I had put that on there at first without Lauren, my wife's, having said that, and she read it back, and she said, Austin's hottest new podcast? I'm like, you just said it. I'm going to attribute that quote to you.
That's hilarious.
So she did say those words.
So it's
in
not,
reference to this show.
It's not false advertising.
No, it's very truthful.
How do I pee next to my boss? Why is that written on this post?
Because that's the kind of things people want to hear about.
Did we ever even go over that?
It might have been on the blog, but I don't think we did. I think that may be a future topic.
All right. Cool.
All right.
I like the poster, though. It looks really good. Very professionally done.
Well, I am a professional.
It doesn't smell good, but it's fine otherwise.
Yeah.
I think it should have mentioned your cervix.
My cervix? Yeah. Cervical? Man, am I thinking of the wrong word?
Is it clavicle?
No.
No?
I could have swore it was cervical, but that you're right. That sounds really, really off.
Well, there's a cervix, so I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, as long as I've got my phone out here, let me just check it really quick. Cervical radiculopathy. There it is. A disease of the root of a nerve, such as a pinched nerve or tumor.
Oh.
So it isn't involved in the
cervix. It's a real thing. I'm no doctor, I guess.
But once you said that...
I take it back.
I really did question myself.
I wouldn't tell people that, though.
No.
I would just tell them that you have a shoulder problem.
My cervix. Well, we're going to talk about New Year's today. It's the third day of 2018, our first podcast of the year. Hopefully, a very many. And we're going to tell you how to spend the first few seconds of a new year, which I guess you'll have to keep in mind for 2019, but... How do you spend the first few seconds of the new year? What was the first thing you did when the clock struck midnight?
Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. I mean,
yeah, I did too.
That's the thing. Everybody kisses.
What was the first thing you said? Was it Happy New Year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Or hold my drink.
I always make a point to not say Happy New Year. I always make a point to make a bold prediction or proclamation or something. This year I said, the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl, was the first thing I said.
Yuck.
Hey, you saw them dominate the Packers, right?
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, let's be clear. It wasn't the Packers. It was what was left of the Packers.
Sure.
So, no. I think if the Saints end up playing them, you're in trouble.
Ugh.
Drew Brees wants it.
But it would be in Minnesota. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm saying in the playoffs, and you guys are all wild cards.
I know, but no, the Vikings have the 2 seed.
Saints
if the Vikings and Saints play, it'll definitely be in Minnesota.
Mm.
The only way they go on the road is if it's the Eagles. So, anyway.
Well, the Eagles suck now.
Yeah. I'm not worried about the Eagles.
Without Wentz.
Yeah.
That was the most... Did you watch that Dallas game? Oh, my... Most boring game.
My God.
Ugh. What an awful game.
So, that's how we spend our first seconds of the new year. What if you don't have a significant other? What do you do? Do you go around and look for somebody who's also single?
Yeah, you kiss.
I think you can get away with just about any kissing at that point.
Yeah, you can kiss anyone.
If you're single and you're at a New Year's party and it's Happy New Year... And you see somebody the opposite gender or same gender, we're inclusive on the show, who's not being kissed, I think it's appropriate to kiss them at that time, right?
Absolutely.
And then just afterwards, if an apology is necessary, say, you know, it was New Year's. What was I to do?
Right.
You looked lonely. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what I would do.
Okay.
So that's a good one.
Okay, moving on.
Let me ask you the next one.
Sure.
How do you deal with the disappointment of holidays being over and back to the old routine?
See, this is a tough one, man. I mean, you got so much time off around starting with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. You're just kind of getting into this habit of
And they kind of tease you with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, here's a couple days. But then a lot of people take off, so then you're like, I'm kind of half working right now.
Yeah, some people take that whole short three-day week off and get like a 15-day break.
Yeah.
It's great.
Good?
Yeah, we're looking good here. Thanks.
Actually, can we grab 2 Fireballs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
There's an idea.
My throat.
Oh, your throat hurts. That's right.
I need some help. So I guess it was always a lot harder for me in the north.
Yeah, well, so how do you what do you mean in the north? It's been cold as hell down here.
Well, it's been cold down here too. Yeah, up north it's like when Christmas is over, New Year's is over, and now it's like January 3rd. It's like, well, now we have 2 or 3 more months of icy cold weather and snow, but no fun holidays to go along with it. Because I think snow and icy weather and Christmas goes hand in hand. It's like, hey, I can get on board with this, but as soon as that fun is all over and the Christmas lights are down, now it just kind of seems
that's
kind of
what I was gonna say. Is this you have a house, you probably have decorations up. That's the other worst part of this. You're getting hit with the triple whammy because then you gotta take all your crap down. You're like, oh, I gotta take my lights down and my reindeer out of the front yard and Santa's kissing mommy out of the chimney. You know, that sucks.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I think that the saving grace in January is sports. I turned to sports
True.
To get me through because
yes.
we got, even if the Vikings
all the college bowl games.
You got great bowl games, you got football playoffs, basketball and hockey are picking up full steam. And if you're a diehard baseball fan like me, you can keep reminding yourself it's only like 38 days till pitchers and catchers report for spring training. So I tend to focus on sports more in January than any other time of year.
Well, and if you've held to your resolution, which most people's resolution are to be more fit and get to the gym, you should have good endorphins going into
that's true.
January, as long as you hold to your resolution. Which I think brings us to the next thing, which is how to think of a good New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I think that the best ones for me in the past have been the ones that are most easily attainable, or the ones that require
So you set the bar low.
Yeah, like last year my goal was to do more push-ups. And I did. I probably did like 10 more push-ups than the year before. I went from 5 to 15. That was easy. Bam. Attained. But another one, like this year I've got 2. And they are to drink more water. And that was a recommendation directly from the guy who runs table.delivery. Good friend of mine, Luke, found out how little water I was drinking. And he was appalled. And he told me...
Yeah, I drink... Well, it's in my beer.
Oh, does that count? If water's mixed with...
I mean, it's water.
Barley? Yeah.
Dude, does he mean pure water?
I think he was talking about pure water.
And then how pure are we talking? Are we talking about distilled pure? Or are we talking about...
I think just like water. Like, are you just drinking water?
But is it water with electrolytes? Does that count or no?
I think so.
I don't know. There's a line, and my line includes it in the beer.
If I drink 130 ounces of Coke, I mean, that clearly has water in it. That's one of the top ingredients is water.
Well, yeah. If your resolution is to drink less soda, that's different.
Yeah.
You should have done the resolution of I need to drink more beer this year.
That would be a really hard thing to do. Man, I don't think I could. 2017
I think you
was,
could.
2017 was definitely in my top 10 all-time years for beer consumption.
Do you think so?
For sure top 15.
But I remember when you bought your house, you tried to drink an entire keg by yourself.
Well, yeah.
So
I think your bachelor party wedding event kind of skewed 2017 for me just based on
yeah,
those few days there. That's gonna be hard to duplicate.
But that wasn't all beer.
No.
It was a lot of vodka and Fireball.
That's true. Thank you very much to our wonderful bartender here at the Common Interest. We have a couple of Fireball shots.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink more Fireballs.
Oh. Oh, my cervical feels so much better.
Oh, God.
Mmm. How's that feel on the sore throat?
Killing all my germs.
Oh, yeah. It will.
No, actually, it feels pretty good on the throat.
I would think it would, yeah. My other resolution.
If anyone had just joined the podcast at that point, where all I said was, that feels pretty good on my throat.
You preface it with,
You know someone's going to be like half tuning this out, and the only part they're going to hear is, that feels pretty good on my throat.
We'll do a soundboard of our best clips someday so we can just like fire them off. That feels good in my throat. That feels good in my throat.
Oh, I tried to make a song this weekend.
Really?
I know this is way off topic.
No, please.
So we had a friend in town from out of town, mm-hmm. and she was talking about how I have a dimple. And I only have one. So we were pretty drunk, and she was talking. She goes, oh, you got a dimple on one side. Actually, which side is that? Can you see it?
Yeah, I think it's on your right.
Right side?
I think that one, yeah.
All right. So she was talking about the dimple, and I said, yeah, I do. And she's like, but you only have one of them. I said, I do. I only have one. And I was so drunk at that point, I just said, I call it my pimp dimp.
Pimp dimp.
Nice. Yeah, like, yeah. So she thought that was hilarious. Uh-huh. Then we started like making a song about the pimp dimp.
Uh-huh.
And so like the girls were singing like, he only wants me for my pimp dimp. And then I was like, and I did it in a Russian accent for some reason. I said, they only want me for my pimp dimp. And so we had like a beat, and then I put it in the audio sampler, and we were playing it on the keyboard. So it was like, they only want me for my pimp dimp. Like, yes. I could do it in different.
Well, we got to produce this.
I know. I've got it somewhere on my phone, but awesome. I haven't turned it. We'll turn it into a song and put it on the podcast.
Yes.
As like a break song. I do need your help. I need some backup vocals. We need to come up with like a little rap about the pimp dimp.
I could do that, totally.
Yeah.
I'm good at coming up with
lyrics.
Between
the two of us, we can come up with some for the pimp dimp.
What was I just... Oh, I saw Coco yesterday. They were talking... the boy from the movie Coco, that new Disney Pixar movie, had one dimple too. That was
really?
That was in the movie, yeah.
Oh.
He had a single dimple.
I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Is it a good movie?
It was really good. Yeah, there was not a dry eye in the house, man. I took Johnny there. I took Johnny there for a 10-20 showing at an Alamo Draft House for All showing, where kids are allowed to run around or whatever and be kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was great. Yeah, I was really into it.
I'll have to go see it now that I know that he's got a pimp dim.
I totally recommend it, yeah. He totally does. That's so funny.
So sorry, we got off topic
there.
Did
you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
I did, but mine are always the same every year. Like, be more fit, do this, that, and the other.
Boring.
I know. So I think my resolution this year was to really focus on advancing my career.
Yeah. Advancing, yeah.
I've done a bad job of that. I've been pretty comfortable.
Mm.
I haven't pushed a lot. I've just kind of been, and I'm like, you know what? It's time. It's time to advance. What am I doing?
Yeah,
so
okay.
That's my resolution. By the end of the year, I want to be in a more prominent, better position than I'm in now.
Like a C-level role?
No, not that high.
Oh.
Like a VP role.
VP of something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, I know where you're coming from.
Self-improvement.
Okay.
Yeah, and not the self-improvement of the physical type, because anyone can eat their, like you did. You did the low carb, lost 17 pounds, right?
Yes.
And then you ate cookies and that was it.
Yeah, I gained it back, yeah, pretty quickly.
So I want to do something that's like more of a step forward in life kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I got married last year, you know, this year it's time for career work.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you though? You have any interesting resolutions this year?
I do, actually. I have an interesting one, and it is to stop living so much in the past. I spend a lot of time. I spend a lot of time like reminiscing and like looking back through old things I've posted or written, and like thinking about the good old days of college or my first.
Do you remember in the office when he says, I wish someone would tell you that you're in the good old days.
Yes.
Or whatever. I can't remember the exact
quote. Andy said it, yeah. I wish somebody would tell you you're in the good old days before the good old days are over or something. That
yeah, effect. Something like that. So, but now what we're doing now, these are the good old days in 10 years.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, you're right. Live in the moment.
Exactly. I think that's even better way of summing it up than what I said. Yeah. Living in the moment or looking forward is something I'm going to try to do in 2018.
Because someday when this podcast is so famous that we can't handle it, we're going to be like, remember when we were just in that crappy room at the Common Interest? It's not crappy. It's a nice room.
Nice room.
I didn't mean to say it like that. And we used to have these posters that you printed at FedEx, and we were drinking our fireball shots. And, you know, we're there now. We should enjoy this. This is great.
We really should, yeah. We'll never get to do a podcast again. Well, I guess we could.
What do you mean? No, we're going to be famous someday.
That's true. This could be
it's going to be the...
our humble beginnings.
Yeah. How to do that. And then eventually it's going to be something bigger.
Yeah.
I got to talk to you about something actually after this. I thought about something interesting we should talk about.
All right. We'll hit the pause button for that.
All right.
So how do you stick to a New Year's resolution? Your resolution of wanting to advance your career, for instance. March rolls around and
you didn't
do
anything.
Are you still on board?
Yeah. I think every day when you get up, you need to have a motivation. And you know what? This is a good point. I should do this. I need to write like a note to myself and put it on my fridge or like my mirror or something so that every day I get up and I go, all right, I need to start working on this more today. So far, I've been good about it just because naturally I've been good about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I'm probably going to fade out if I don't have something to tell me, hey, you should still be working on this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to write myself a note.
Yeah, right there in front of you. First thing you see in the morning.
Yeah,
like it, yeah.
I think on a mirror. I think I need to get a dry erase marker right on my mirror. What have you done to advance your career today?
Bam, done.
Boom. What about you? What do you do to stick to it?
For me, it's about making it public. Like if I was gonna, I think I would tweet a daily announcement to everybody.
People are gonna hold you to that. Yeah, I think that's a good point.
That's what I do. Facebook maybe, but seeing a Facebook post every day is annoying. Tweeting it once a day is not. Nobody cares. So I think I tweet it every day. I think if I was like a weight loss thing or something, I'd be like, today's weigh-in, you know, plus or minus X. You know, I think I would hold myself accountable in that regard, at least a weekly update. But I think daily would probably be the easiest way to stay on board.
I agree.
Or doing something in a group. Maybe if like you and five others are all going to have the same goal, holding each other accountable sort of thing. Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
That's a good one, actually. I should probably post it daily too.
Yeah.
Although then... work people might be like, wait, what is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it might be a note on my mirror.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you might have to code it somehow.
Yeah. So how to say fuck it and ditch your resolution? What about that?
Okay.
So like, let's say your resolution, you're like, you know what? This was a dumb resolution. What am I doing? I need to have a better resolution. How do you say fuck it and you ditch it?
I think it's the moment that you realize that you're stressed, your life is worse because of the resolution. Like if your resolution was to go to the gym every day and you're trying to squeeze it in here and there and you're cutting off other aspects of your life, you're cutting out friends or family or something to that regard, it's like, this isn't gonna happen. This is ridiculous. It was a good effort, but in my current scenario, I can't get to the gym every day. I have to say... fuck it.
And how do you do that?
Emphatically.
How do you say fuck it?
Well, I think that's it. When you just hit a point.
So I think there's two sides to this.
Oh.
I think there's the fuck it like you're saying where you're like, damn, this was way too much. I can't do this.
Yeah.
Which, drinking more water every day.
Right? My life has worsened as a result.
Yeah. And I think the other side is that your resolution wasn't good enough. And you're like, fuck this resolution. I need a better resolution.
Uh-huh.
Like, your resolution was crap. You're like, what is this? I'm an idiot.
I said I was going to drink 80 ounces of water a day.
I need to do
160.
Yeah, 1,000 ounces.
I said I was going to give myself one enema a week. This isn't working. I'm going to go up to two. No, make it three enemas a week.
Well, you got to fix your cervix, so.
Yeah.
So the, speaking of drinking the water, did you hear about that woman that like was on a radio show and she had to like drink her wee or not to wee to win a wee?
A wee?
Yeah, it was like, and then she died from drinking too much water.
What? Oh, wow, no.
I mean, obviously, condolences.
Yeah.
But what the hell? Like, there is overdoing.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
resolutions,
that.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
And especially with exercising. Do you remember the movie Mallrats where the girl died from doing too many laps in the pool because she thought she was overweight?
No, I don't.
It was like at the very beginning of the movie.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. So just be careful. Don't make a resolution something that you have to die for.
That's true. Yeah. I was warned when I went on that low-carb diet, when I told Barry how much weight I took off in X amount of time, they're like, dude, that doesn't sound right to me, man. You should slow that down. I know somebody who's died from that. Like,
oh, from carb?
Well, just an extreme diet, like an extreme weight change.
Oh.
Like, this guy lost 42 pounds in a month. Like, oh, that doesn't sound healthy. Well, I looked up. There was a website that had the 11 most popular New Year's resolutions for 2018.
Oh, yes. We're moving on to the next.
Yeah.
All right.
And I...
Rapid fire.
Found the six. Yeah, I think we'll fly through these pretty quick, right?
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Well... It says rapid fire.
We're actually doing okay on time.
It says rapid fire with exclamation point.
Okay, fine. We'll wrap...
If we have more time at the end, then we'll just do some Google lookups.
Okay. Rapid fire. The most popular New Year's resolutions for 2018... I picked six of the top 11.
How the hell is your top one like my thing?
I guess you and everybody else were on the same page here. Well, this was actually number 11. It was the 11th most popular.
How do you remember that?
Because I just looked it up a few hours ago.
Okay.
But, okay, how to find a better job. Go.
Mine is networking. You got to know people. You talk to people. You say, hey, is anyone looking for something new out there? What's going on? And that's how you find a better job.
Sure.
That's it. That's all I got. Networking.
I had networking too. I think that's the only way to go.
What? Really what you wrote?
I had networking, yeah. I really did write it.
Oh my God.
Networking, you have to go to every time you get one of these like social events, like it's going to be a group meetup at blah, 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 and we're going to have fun and meet some new connections. You got to go to those things.
I know, they suck though. I hate going to those things.
Well, enough fireball shots and you'll be good to go.
Oh, no, I know. I like hanging out with people, but.
Oh.
I hate talking fake business with
people. Yeah.
It's always the worst. Like,
you wouldn't go to one of these events if you were a success, right?
No, I want to be kidding. The guy that ends up at 3 a.m. at the strip club with the other people that decided that we make bad life decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, I go, hey, you guys looking for somebody to work for you? That's the way that I network. I don't want to be the guy that's like, I'm a... qualified in all these different areas. What about you? What do you think about the new way that the market is trending?
Oh, I like the way the market's trending. This is good stuff. Good stuff, Ryan. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's painful.
Yes, it's awful. I want to be the... Like, I heard that you're... Because look at you. Like, let's just look at you.
Me, okay.
Yes. You have a company that you work for now. Your previous company hired you to MC their Christmas party.
That they did.
And it got out of hand, and you ended up out late at night at many little places.
Bars.
But your networking skills are obviously... Right? That's great, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know people that are like, I was hanging out with Ryan until 4 in the morning, and it was the best time of my life. And that's the best networking you can have.
That's true.
Not the Ned Schneebly from School of Rock Networking. Which
Corporate
is,
Solutions, LLC.
What is that?
I don't know. Some bullshit company. Anything with solutions in the title, I'd be very leery of, by the way.
That solutions. Came out left field. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. The networking has to be... why are we still talking about
I think you could...
I'm
well,
sorry.
I think you could go also, if you really hated your job and wanted to be really bold... I think you just march right into the CEO's office, president's office, and just make a demand.
Make a demand?
I want to be this position.
I would like to be in charge of cervical.
I saw on the employee website you're hiring for cervix manager. I'm your guy. Here's why. Blah, blah, blah. I'm really passionate
just
about this.
Just feel my shoulder. Feel it.
And then you walk out. He's like, wow. hire that man.
It's like the Seinfeld George Steinbrenner.
You've caused Yankees fans so much pain over the last 20 years. Hire this man. Okay, next right. one.
How to find the love of your life.
Well, this is a tricky one because you're talking about the love of your life. You're not talking about just a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You're talking about the love of your life. I think you need to start right now, January 3rd, sign up for some of these dating sites, and you need to go on like at least 3 dates a week. At least two to three dates.
What you have written down? Let me see. Your
I said I just said online, but I think you need to go through really as many as you can. If you're gonna find the love of your life, you've got to get started, man. You got to get going now. You got to see as many people as possible, and maybe you've got your better odds. 1 in 40.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I did 3 dates a night.
Wow, you really did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
At the same place.
And they were all there at the same time, and you kept like making excuses to go to different tables.
No, I was able to kind of move the situations along quickly. I had the cooperation of the bartenders.
Wait, so like the first date ended and it was like 8 o'clock or something. Like she's like, I want to continue.
No. It went from 5 to 6:30.
Okay.
I had a dinner at 7. Got done with the dinner at 8, and then 8:30 would do the next date till 10.
But what if the first date wanted to continue things? What'd you say?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it never. If that happened, it might have happened once or twice. But if it happened, we would go to another bar, and I'd cancel the other one.
Oh,
it's kind of a dick move.
Well,
you know, if you're trying to find the love of your life, you know. So I don't know, but I think the big thing is you approach it like anything else. It's a numbers game. Mm-hmm. You gotta go through it, figure out, you know, who you connect with, and I think a lot of people though have a lot of problems emotionally figuring out what they want.
Yeah.
So you end up with a lot of people that focus on one person out of that, and then it's the wrong person. So I feel like you can't just focus on that one person until you're sure, like, this is the one person.
Yeah.
Gotta narrow it down to, like, 3 people, and then you do them for a little... not do them.
Date
them for a little while, and then you figure out from those people, you know, who is connecting with you the best.
So you say date number 4 of this... You find somebody, you're like, wow, this went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you cancel future dates and just, you don't focus on that? You continue the other dates to reinforce that number 4 was the one?
No, I think after a certain amount of time, you do end up canceling the other dates.
Oh, okay.
Dates.
You're like,
and then,
okay.
And then if things don't work out with that one, you can always go back and be like, hey, would you like to go out again and try?
Uh-huh.
You know, you can try that. But there's definite, I mean, people are freaking insane nowadays.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bad things that can happen on dates. And a lot of those things come out on the first date. So you weed out a lot of people right away. And a lot of it gets weeded out through the conversations, through the apps and things like that. But you have to set up a mall because it's like buying a house. You look at 40 houses in a week, you've got a better shot of finding the house that you want. You look at 3 houses in a week and you're like, woo, and you feel pressured into one.
You apply for one job or 30 jobs.
Right. So, and it's the same thing with finding the love of your life. You see 3 people in a week, you feel pressured into one of those people. You see 40 people in a week, you're like, I got a bunch of options.
Yeah. I did a speed dating event once. Have you ever done a speed
dating?
No. I did speed dating one time where I think I paid like $40. There were 6 men and 6 women. And we were all sitting in a bar. And then like every 5 minutes, the timer went off. We like switched seats. So everybody got to see everybody.
How'd it go?
Not great.
Were there a bunch of unattractive people in this situation?
Well, I don't want to say unattractive.
Unattractive to you. I mean, not that they're unattractive.
Well,
they could be. I mean, everyone's attractive to someone. But what I'm saying is, to you,
no,
did you see a lot of unattractive people?
There wasn't anyone there that afterwards I was like, oh yeah, that's the one. There was nobody like that.
Yeah.
Nobody
were there any that you were like, I'm kind of interested?
See, at the end, what you do is they give you a card and you circle the names of the people you were interested in. And if any of them match up, the matchmakers will inform you. And I had one match. And we never did end up meeting up.
Oh. Well, that was a waste of time.
Turned out I was in Minnesota at the time. She was in Wisconsin. And it was like, wow. She drove like 79 miles for this event. Like, I'm not going to do that. So I just never contacted her. But a friend of mine who went with me, all of the girls circled his name. And really? He circled everybody, and they all circled him. So he got all six of their contact information. And another guy got nobody. So three of us went. I'd totally recommend it, just for the laughs, if nothing else. It was a fun time. I guess next one, how to spend less time on the phone or online.
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
It's hard.
How do you put down the phone for two goddamn minutes and pay attention to...
Maybe you set yourself some do not disturb time.
Yeah.
And you put your phone in do not disturb.
Yeah. I bet there's an app for that too, right? Like disable phone app.
You know what though? I don't give a crap.
No?
I'm going to do what I want to do on the phone. That's not a resolution to me. Come on.
Some people thought it was.
Why do people think that that's a bad thing? You know what? I hate when people think certain things are bad things. It's like, come on.
The only time where I really...
changes. Who cares?
I feel like I need to cut down on my phone usage during child bedtime.
I thought you were going to say during sex. I'm like, well, yeah, you should.
Well, yeah. George eating the sandwich.
Wait, child bedtime? You're reading a story to Johnny?
Oh, well, it takes him so long to, like, get his clothes off and, like, pick out a book to read and stuff. I'm constantly just, like, flipping through my phone, which gives him a chance to screw around. And then, like, 8 minutes later, I, like, pop back into reality. I'm like, oh, God, yeah. Oh, your socks. Let's take your socks off.
Yeah.
So I need to just put the phone down during that time. But it's hard because there's a lot going on in the world and I want to know. Yeah, I want to know. I'm just so addicted to Twitter.
What? See, this... I'm not a... Sorry. Like, my phone, how long has it been sitting over there?
Oh. At least 37 minutes.
Yeah. I guess I don't know. I don't have an answer.
I think you just got to make the mental decision to put it down for a half hour a day. Whatever half hour you want. Just start small. Go there.
I know how to quit smoking, though, because that's the next one.
Yeah, okay. Did you smoke?
No.
Oh.
But I know the answer.
How?
You imagine that every cigarette you put in your mouth is a miniature penis. Excuse me.
I hate when I hear half a conversation.
Thank you. So, miniature penis in your mouth.
Yes. And if you imagine that you're going to be sucking a miniature penis as a guy... Well, some guys are probably fine with it, but you're probably going to quit smoking.
Yeah. Man, I hate to even... I mean, that's... I hate to try to top that.
Imagine a miniature penis in your
mouth. What if you're a female and you like... Or what if you're gay and you like that? Or whoever.
Whoever likes miniature penises?
Yeah.
Well, most people probably don't want a miniature penis, but if you're trying to quit smoking and... In that respect, I would just imagine it as a used tampon.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Oh, God. I don't feel good.
Man, I don't really have anything. I don't know anything about smoking. I can, like, say, well, just don't do it, you son of a bitch.
I know.
But I don't know. I've never really been able... I tried to smoke once, and I couldn't. I couldn't get it down. Like, literally, I tried to get a cigarette down every time. I just, like... almost vomited, so...
I've done it before while drinking, and I get bad headaches the next day, so I've never been into it, but... Cigars, I have a friend, though, in Colorado, who I just recently visited, and she is obsessed with getting cigarettes when she's super drunk.
Oh.
And she loves it. Loves it. Now, if I had mentioned to her, hey, that's a used tampon, she might have been less likely to smoke then.
Don't you just wake up with so much regret after having smoked while drinking?
Oh,
isn't there,
of
like, so much horrible taste on your mouth and smell in your clothes and everything?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I mean, ugh. And especially in the States, there's still a lot of smoking in the bars.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross. Or cities or counties. Because here in Texas, I think they still allow it, but not in Austin.
Not in Travis County, no. I'm sure there's some. Yeah, I wish I had a better answer for that, but I just, like, take up something new. Can you replace it with something else? I mean, can you replace smoking with...
pacifier?
The one... Yeah, I mean, actually, that's pretty good. Like, the one guy I knew...
What about the... what do you think about the e-cigs? Do you think that's any better? Or you think it's just switching from one vice to another vice?
Oh, you mean like vaping?
Yeah. Like the e-cigarettes.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I think that's at least something. That's a step in the right direction.
All right.
Saves money anyway.
Does it?
I don't know. The one guy I knew,
I don't know.
The one guy I knew in high school, a teacher who quit smoking, did it for, he replaced cigarettes with golf tees. He just, the feel of a golf tee in his mouth was enough to like get him past it. Like he just,
that's so weird.
He chewed on them until they were like just nothing but a little rotten nub, and then he put a new one in his mouth. Just nonstop all day, chewed on golf tees.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But his teeth aren't,
that's
so good,
weird.
Though.
How do you make better financial decisions? That's the next one.
Do any of us do that?
God knows I don't. Here's my worst. I don't know if you have one, but I have a worst financial decision of 2017.
Oh, let's hear.
How much money do you think I spent at our neighborhood Tex-Mex joint, Jardine Corona, in 2017? Just eating meals and drinking margaritas there. Because I added it
you
up.
You mean at the... you added up the whole year?
Yeah.
Where's your favorite Tex-Mex joint?
It's called Jardine Corona. It's on Pond Springs. It's like, okay, a mile from our house.
How much?
We spent about $1,500 there last year.
Wow.
At just that one place eating out. Which for some people is their whole yearly budget of eating out. This was just one place. And we went there, you know, like 20 times and dropped like $75 each time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost once every 2 weeks. I felt like...
What the worst is I'll be honest. So I have an old credit card that didn't really tell me a whole lot. And now I have the Amex, like Platinum or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think most Amexes do this. They split your little wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Into what you're spending it on. Oh, my God. You look at that and you go, what am I doing? Why am I spending so much money at restaurants and bars?
Yeah, that's... It's the worst for me, too.
God. Hey, can we get another fireball in here? No, I'm serious.
You probably heard that.
Oh, you think so? We kind of need one, but... Yeah. Don't you look at that, though, and you go, what am I doing?
I do, yeah. Every single time, and I just
think
choose
that
to ignore
helps. I think that does help, like, yeah. Just seeing it, like, broken down.
I was on Mint.com for a while, and that's really good at doing... That's really good at managing your finances and telling you, hey, you can set up these budgets and everything, and it just keeps track of it. And I intentionally went away from it because it was too depressing. I'm like,
do you want to know what the number one way to fix this is, though? I do believe this is true.
What?
The biggest thing I remember from school and also from a lot of the just financial courses and stuff is if you can save while spending, it's okay. Hmm. Like, so if you're able to set up like an account that does automatic investing, and you do your 401k, and you do a savings account, and things that you just don't touch, and you start siphoning off money into those accounts,
mm-hmm.
Then you spend within what you have to spend,
okay,
every month, right?
Yeah.
Like, so if you have more money in your account, you're just going to spend it because you're like, I got the money, I can spend it.
Right.
But if you start to move that into savings areas, mm-hmm. You will start to manage your budget automatically to spend into what you have to spend. And so then you end up at the end of the year, you go, oh man, I saved a crap load of money last year because I just put it in all these accounts and I went to, what was your place called?
What place? Hardy and Corona?
Hardy and Corona. I went there a few less times because I needed the money to go into my savings.
That's a good point.
So you could just set up automatic withdrawals to do that, and then you just spend what's left, and that'll probably help you manage the spending, I would think.
Good thinking. Yeah, I mean, we do have we normally bank through Chase, but we set up an Ally online account, and then every week we transfer like X amount over, and it goes into these different buckets within there. So credit card accounts, home improvement account, Johnny savings account, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then that money's kind of untouchable for the most part.
Have you heard of Acorns, the app?
I heard of it, yeah.
It's pretty awesome. What it does is it rounds up your change. Acorns, you need to contact us for an affiliate.
Oh, sponsor.
Yeah. It rounds up your change and invests it into stocks.
Mm.
So, like, if you spend $89.93, it'll take 7 cents and put it into an account.
Mm.
If you spend $89.09, it'll take 91 cents and put it into the account.
Money
that's
you don't
for
miss.
Every transaction.
Wow.
So imagine how many transactions you have on a credit card in a month.
Yeah.
And at the end of the month, you go, holy crap, you put in maybe $100 into this account, right? And then it starts adding up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I really like this. So then you even maybe tell it to siphon a little more off where you say, I want to add an extra $50 every week or every paycheck or whatever. And so at the end of the year, you have all this money invested in stocks that you weren't planning on investing, but it's just in there.
Yeah.
And you can tell Acorns how aggressive or less aggressive to be on the stock investing, but at least it's kind of, it's like a small taking away from you.
Yeah. I use something similar called Stash.
Okay.
Which every Friday, it just takes $5 out of my checking and puts it in this investment. Similar.
Yeah. I love it.
I mean, I don't miss the $5, and it's already added up to $250 or something. So.
Yeah, I think now with Acorns, I've got like $200 a month automatically going in.
Mm,
and then I have it doing my roundups too, which I think equivalent over $100.
Yeah.
Trying to siphon away from too much of this alcohol.
Oh, well, yeah.
Cheers,
well,
though.
Hey, cheers.
That was a long one.
Rapid fire.
Oh my God.
God, just imagine if this wasn't rapid fire.
Well, let's finish up this one because I got a pee. So
okay.
We'll do this last question and then take a break. And
sure.
So I'm going to ask you, because you've done this.
Yeah.
So how do you eat healthier and lose weight?
Well,
why don't you tell us about your process and what are you going to change for the next time?
Well, I took my advice from you, as it were, and just cut out carbs for, I think, 10 straight days. I didn't eat any carbs. Like, I was in ketosis.
No carbs?
If any. Like, I mean, there might have been a couple here or there, but it was really low. Like, I was only eating meat and eggs and drinking coffee and water and diet sodas and liquor. Like, there wasn't very many different things I was eating. Like, for 10 days, the weight just fell off. It was crazy how fast. It was like, wow. And once you see that noticeable difference, or once you step on the scale and there's a difference that can be detected, it's a lot easier to stick with it. Because sometimes I've tried losing weight in the past where I like go to the gym every day and I step on the scale like nothing changed. It's really easy to fall off. I'm like, well, fuck, I've been here 7 times and nothing's happened. I'm gonna quit.
Yeah.
But when you see results quickly like that, that's a lot easier to stick with it. And if it hadn't been for the holidays getting in the way, I'm sure I would have stuck with it even further. So to me, I think you just got to get those first few out of the way, get that first 3 on the scale, notice a difference, and then it'll just kind of...
But would you do it again the same way, or would you try something different?
Well, I think I'd just make a point to lower my carbs, not like cut them out.
Yeah,
not
cut them out.
I kind of make a conscious effort to do that anyway now, after that.
Well, it is weird because you start reading packages, right? Like, you didn't read them before went to the store. But then you start reading and you go, well, that's weird. This hot dog.
Yeah.
I don't know if you look at hot dogs. But some of the hot dogs have a shitload of carbs per hot dog. And some of them have 0. And you're like, well, why would I want this hot dog that has a lot of carbs versus the hot dog that doesn't? It's a hot dog.
Right.
It's not going to taste that much different than you're like, I have to have 3 grams of carbs per hot dog.
Right.
So, I agree. I think the low-carb diet does teach you read the freaking package,
right?
At least so you know what you're eating.
And I think January is a really good time to start it too, because there's nothing like coming up in the immediate future outside of maybe a Super Bowl party where you would need to
and
like
what do
indulge.
You eat at a Super Bowl party? Wings,
meat that's low carb.
Yep, you just do buffalo wings, you're good to go. Ranch,
go.
Blue cheese, celery sticks.
Mm-hmm.
What else they gotta
to skip the beer unless there's Mick Ultra.
Do you have little weenies? You ever do those? The little smokies?
The cocktail weenies in the crock pot?
Yeah.
Those
you can do the cocktail weenies, no problem.
Those are a classic, yeah.
Dip those in some mustard, low carb.
Skipping all the sweets is the hard part, though. I have such a sweet tooth.
I have no sweet tooth.
God damn my sweet tooth.
Isn't it crazy that I have no sweet tooth and I'm still shaped like a potato? I don't understand. What the fuck happened?
I don't know, man.
I have no sweet tooth. I don't eat anything sugary.
Ah.
It's all carbs.
Nothing sugary?
No.
If I offered you a bite of ice cream right now, you wouldn't take it?
No, I don't eat it.
Wow. Well, you're a stronger man than most. I'm a sucker for sweet tarts or Skittles or anything like...
No, I don't
care. Those sorts of things.
I don't eat it at all. Mm. The only thing that kind of gets me is zebra cakes, but it's still... I've had someone bought me zebra cakes for my birthday in July, and I still have the whole box.
Jesus.
I haven't opened it.
You sound a lot like my dad. That guy's a meat and potatoes guy till the day he dies.
Mm. I will eat a bunch of potatoes. And
well,
eat a bunch of
they're
meat.
So high in carb.
I know, it's carbs. So good. That's why I'm shaped like a potato.
All right.
So we're going to take a quick break before the... I love this topic, by the way. You want to read the topic that's coming up next?
Yeah, we're going to talk about National Bath Safety Month, which is a real thing. And this is it. January it is. So you're going to learn some tips and find out how Ryan and Bart bathe. Not together, separately.
Well, we'll see.
And we're back from this non-existent break as far as you're concerned. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, much better. Much
Except better. I didn't see our poster in the bathroom.
It's about to be there. We're going to hang up our first poster. It has their own logo on it. How could they not take free advertising?
Oh, yeah, you did do that. Good job.
Yeah, there we go. Co-branded. Now, they're attached to anything that we say on here. The reviews of Common Interest do not reflect that of Ryan Glanzer and Bart Kristoff.
That's for sure.
And vice versa. We don't...
Actually, if they probably listened to our podcast, they probably wouldn't let us do it anymore.
Probably. Come on out here, though. Burn It Road. We were going to do a Christmas episode of guests, weren't we? And we kind of forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that soon, though. We
need to get some guests.
And the last time, do you realize that we said on air that whoever posted the National Beer of Texas, anybody who knew that and posted the right answer, we were going to call them and sync them into the show.
Oh, can we do that now? Do
you know? I don't know how to do that.
Well, who do you who posted that?
Jeff LaPlante in Nebraska, who does the Adventures in Pop Culture.
Why don't you just call him on speakerphone?
Do you think that would?
Yeah, I think it'll be
show
fun.
Up on the microphone.
I think so.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot. We'll see if we can get Jeff here on the phone.
What are we gonna ask Jeff?
If I actually have his number, let's see. We'll just go through the next topic with him. Jeff LaPlante. Here we go.
Let's try. Call.
Call voice.
Put it on speaker right away. Let's hear what he says.
Okay. Calling Jeff LaPlante. But it's not very loud, is it?
Well, it will be when he picks up.
He hasn't heard from me in years. I wonder if he's going to be a Glanzer? What the fuck?
Hi, you've reached Bob Holmgren. I'm not available.
What? That's not even his
That's
number.
That's not him. He's got a new number. Darn it.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure if that would have worked anyway. I think there must be a way to actually patch the phone into the computer to capture the audio. But
Patch the phone in the computer? I don't know.
Like,
that.
We used to do that in the old podcast I did, but that's when the iPhones had the regular audio jacks. I don't know. Well, we'll try it next time. I'll figure it out between now and then.
All right. That sounds good.
So National Bath Safety Month is this January. How do you decide? Well, I guess this isn't really safety, but how do you decide between a bath or a shower?
It is absolutely safety.
Is it?
Do you know why? Shower is dangerous if you don't have that little pad below you.
Well, you can drown in a bathtub.
Oh. And if you're listening to the radio that's plugged into the wall.
True.
Which,
it's a...
Actually, the big thing now is people plugging in their cell phones.
Yes.
In the wall and then using them in the bathtub and then they drop them.
Yeah. Electric currents through those cords. Man, you'll get killed.
Yeah. And so I guess I'd rather be in the shower.
Yeah.
Because I
mean, you might have a chance.
Less likely to use the phone in the shower.
At least you could leap up and maybe.
But in the bath, you get bored. You're like, what am I doing? I'm just soaking my boys here. I need to do something.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Oh, gosh. Really?
But, so how do you decide, between a bath and a shower? Most people, time is of the essence. Shower is quicker.
Shower 100% of the time unless I'm sick.
Yeah.
If I'm sick, I want to lay in a bathtub and die.
Not through electrical means, but just, what's the word I'm looking for?
Mommy.
Mama member.
What do you do? How do you decide?
It's always, here's the funny thing. I grew up in this ancient farmhouse that was built in the 1880s, and it only had a bathtub, and it was hard built into the bathroom. So until I was 13, we could only take baths.
Oh, interesting.
So I grew up taking a lot of baths, and it was don't drain the bath water, Ryan. We need that next. And it was tough. I didn't know about a shower. When I turned 14.
So then they got a shower put in?
Then eventually, we could afford this remodel, and we got a shower put in, and it changed our lives. We always had to shower or take baths at night before bed because it took too long to fill up the tub in the morning before school. So we always had to take baths. Everybody else was like, I took a shower before school. I'm like, nah, it must be nice. I took a bath last night.
Yeah, and then you smell.
Yeah. So, because of that, I really have been turned off to baths. And plus, I'm 6'6", so I don't fit in any fucking bathtubs. I've tried.
Well, how do you work in a shower though, too? Because they're usually the head's like way below you. You're always like cuddling up under the head, right?
There is a great invention called the shower head extender. It's just a bar that screws in.
Do you bring that like with you to hotels and stuff?
No, but I have it in my own house.
Well, at a hotel, do you take a bath or a shower?
Some hotel bathtubs are big enough for me where I can get in.
Yeah?
And if I see that, hey, I can sit with my legs flat across the surface of the tub, then maybe I will. Yeah. Hmm. But I think generally...
I'm always freaked out about baths in a hotel room, though.
Well, yeah, you never know what went down in there.
Or what didn't go down in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What didn't make it down the drain pipe.
Yeah, you know there's fecal matter everywhere, right?
Well, I'm not even talking about that.
Semen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you commit a murder in a hotel room bathtub, blood? They have so much semen they have to deal with. They're never going to figure out what the hell it was.
That's true. Yeah. I tend to look past those things, I think. I think I've taken...
Especially in Vegas?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, one time I got really, really sick at a trade show with microboards, and I went back to the hotel room like mid-dinner and took a hot bath. And
it was a hot bath?
It's the only thing that helped at the time. Yeah, I think I'm with you. It's like you're on your deathbed, bathtub.
Did it work?
Or I've got a sore muscle, bathtub. No.
Did you puke in the bathtub?
No, but it felt better.
All right.
I tend to use baths more when something's hurting, I guess. I think, right? I mean, why not?
I don't know. So how do you entertain yourself? Wait, you know what? I'm going to change this a little bit.
Okay.
How do you entertain yourself?
Or pastime.
Pastime.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Uh-huh.
What about in the bathtub?
Well, it's too...
Because the shower... What the hell? You don't have to really... I mean, it takes a few minutes. What are you doing in the shower that you got to entertain yourself? Well, in the bathtub, though, I feel like you have to entertain yourself. You have nothing else to do.
Well, I was going to come up with something. I had something for the shower.
Okay, go ahead.
I actually entertain myself in the shower. I tend to... When it gets steamed up, I like to draw on the glass wall.
What if there is no glass wall?
Well, then I don't. But
oh.
If there's a wall that is like all steamed up and I can take my finger and like draw a picture or something on that, I like to do that. That entertains me.
But in the bathtub, I think 100% of the time you take a bath, you have to enter. What do you?
Yeah, you're just sitting there, right?
Yeah. So what do you do?
In those situations, man, it's been a while.
Do you have a rubber ducky? Do you play with your own rubber ducky?
Man, I think... I think that's one time when I'm actually good at just like spacing out and just kind of like sitting there in the space.
Wait, so in a shower you need to entertain yourself, but in a bath you can just space out?
Bath time's more about relaxation and taking your mind off of everything. I don't know. What do you do? Do you play with a little boat?
In a bathtub?
Oh, here's one.
I don't know. I don't do any... I don't know.
My son likes to take old worthless baseball cards and I'll throw them in the bathtub with him. And they'll get wet, and then they just kind of stick to the wall. So that'd be a fun thing to do if you have an old worthless baseball card collection. You could do that.
I used to do like a lot of bubble bath stuff.
I'd
like out of bubbles try to make like a ship or something.
Oh,
or
a bubble beard maybe?
Yeah, a bubble beard.
Yeah, okay. You know,
bubble dick protector.
Uh-huh.
You know, bubbles.
Typical kid stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, I would...
Oh, yeah.
It took a lot of bubbles.
I once went on a spring break road trip with some guys, and there were five of us.
You guys did bubble dick protectors together?
Yes. There was a party that got a little out of hand, and it ended up with two guys sleeping in a bathtub with a box of Franzia wine.
What the hell is that? What's Franzia wine?
It's just a box of cheap wine.
Oh.
It's a box of wine. They took the bag out, and they... ended up like they were passing it back and forth to each other in their swimming trunks in the bathtub, drinking
wet?
Out of this...
Wet? Was there water?
Yeah, they filled it up. And they sat in there with their swimming trunks.
Did
and
they fall
back.
Asleep like with the water in the tub?
I don't know. I think they did.
That would have been cold when you wake up. You're like, ooh.
Yeah, it was a mess. I think we almost got kicked out of that hotel in Angola, Indiana.
Why were you there?
We had gone to visit a friend in Detroit for spring break.
But why were you in Indiana?
Going from Michigan back to South Dakota.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
So how do you know how often you have to bathe?
Well, for me, it's every morning and then plus when necessary. So at least 7 times a week, plus after workout, after I just got a bunch of paint on my face, after I just fell in a pile of dog shit, those times. So
Okay.
I think it's either one per morning plus out of necessity.
Do you ever smell your parts to see if it's time?
Smell? Oh, well, yeah.
Like your armpits or yeah. your balls or...
Put your finger somewhere. Yeah, yeah, it's all... You have to. Do you?
I mean, I think it's the same. I'm in the same boat as you. I have to see if it's time. Right now, my armpit's kind of sticky because I ran out of...
Would you use maybe your shirt as an indicator? You'd take off your shirt and smell that and be like, oh, God, I should bathe.
Oh, yeah. Take off your jeans. You smell your butt.
Yeah.
You know, ugh.
Oh, yeah. If you smell butts on your jeans...
That's not good.
Then, yeah, you might want to rinse that area.
How to know how long to bathe for?
So this is a tiny question.
Is this a shower,
yeah, shower
and bath? Oh, in the shower.
I guess shower. I said bathe in, as a generic term to cover all bases, but yeah, to shower. Yeah, for me, I think I'm conscious of who has to go after me. If I'm the last person to shower, I kind of just go until I'm warmed up or I'm clean.
Well, so do people have to go after you?
Sometimes I'm usually the first one in the shower in the morning.
Really?
Usually, yeah. I'm more of the early bird in our house, I'd say. Holy fuck, are those beer bottles upside down?
Yeah.
Oh, you just put them in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoops. I thought they were empty.
Oh, whoops.
I'm marking them so I know which ones are empty.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So,
We've had enough to drink,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's that. I had a couple before you got here, so...
Yeah, well, so for me, for how long to bathe,
it's
a definite warm-up situation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if anyone's behind me. I'm warming.
Yeah,
I'm
you
warming
want your
up.
Core temperature to get to a certain level.
If your toes and fingers are cold,
yeah,
especially like this time of year, I am in there till everything feels very
yeah.
warm.
Oh, yeah. In the winter, for sure. Yeah, you got to. And I know that like we don't set our water heater to the hottest level. Like we only put it like halfway up.
Yeah, mine's accidentally, I think, at the hottest.
Oh.
I burned myself a couple times.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's bad. You gotta, you do have to turn it down. It's smart.
You have to turn it down a little bit because I don't want to get burned.
No, it's smart. It's actually very smart to do that. Plus, it actually conserves some air.
Yeah.
Because if you're, you know how they say a frog, how does that go?
A frog what?
Never boils. What is it? Oh, a frog.
A watching pot never boils.
Oh my God, what is it? It's like a frog.
Froggy went to court.
You can boil a frog in the water if you just keep turning up the temperature slowly. I don't know. Anyways.
You can't boil a frog in the water?
No, you can. Like if you okay, so if you take a frog and you throw it in boiling water, it's going to jump out immediately.
Yeah.
If you put a frog in lukewarm water and then you turn it up and boil it, it stays there.
Huh.
And that's the same thing with me. If I'm in a shower, I keep turning up the heat. And then I'm like red when I get out because I'm like, what am I doing? But if my shower can only go so hot because I have to, which is a smart thing to do, you're not going to hurt yourself.
But you might also not get completely satisfied. Like you want that, you want to just reach a level of core temperature and you can't get there.
Everyone doesn't want to be satisfied.
Yeah.
But I think you can hurt yourself if you get that. Anyways.
Yeah. How do you know that you're thoroughly cleaned? You're in the shower, you've soaped, you've lathered, you've shampooed.
I would say
I'm clean.
Pretty damn clean. I don't know if you've done all that work.
Yeah. Is there a level you get to and it's like, okay, I'm definitely clean now?
Yeah, I mean, I always, I have a routine. So, you know, I start with the body, get the body done. Then I do the butt crack, get that done.
Yeah.
And then I do the hair and the beard.
You can really dry out the butt crack using soap, I heard. You should use shampoo on the butt crack.
Well, I don't use shampoo. I use body gel or whatever it is.
Oh, I heard that that's really bad for the
butt crack?
The anus, though, yeah.
Oh, my anus isn't very great.
Oh.
It's got problems. So, but I do use that, and then I have the removable shower head so you can get up in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
make sure it's clean, you know. Because otherwise you're like bending over and
unless
trying to
you have a bidet,
spread your cheeks.
Yeah.
That's no fun. Right. Wait, like when you're in the hotel and you're bending over trying to spread your cheeks and you're like, I don't think I got it all clean. It's much better if you have the removable shower head.
Do you have a mirror in there with you so you can look up and make sure?
No, I don't look at my butthole. I hope to God I'm getting it clean. I'm spraying water up in there.
Just checking.
But yeah, I don't know. That's if I do all that, I think I'm thoroughly clean. I don't have like a method to test it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's true.
Although I have missed parts. I've come out before and been like, and smell my armpit and go, oh, fuck, I didn't get rid of the deodorant from the night before. And there might be antiperspirant on it. And I'm like, I didn't clean it well enough.
I've definitely forgotten to rinse soap off or shampoo out.
Oh, I've done that. Quite a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, you get out and you're like, wait a minute. This is still all soapy. What am I doing? Oh, I'm all dried off. I guess.
Yeah, and then you kind of like stick your head back in there. That's the worst.
So, yeah, for me, I guess it's just, it's a visual check.
It's like a visual check?
Visual check, like, especially if I've
been... Do you use a mirror? You asked me if I used a mirror.
No, I think there was a time, though, when I lived in an apartment that had a little built-in mirror right under the shower head.
Seriously?
That you could, like, check your face, yeah.
And you would put that near your butt?
No, you couldn't move it. It was part of the shower.
Oh!
But, no, I think it's just a little check. You know, you look at the fingernails. You know, you get a quick look down. I should talk into the microphone.
I have never looked at my fingernails.
Yeah, usually the time I'll do that is if I'm painting or staining something, especially. I paint a lot of shit, so.
Well, so. I will say turpentine is the worst.
Oh.
You use, because you paint a lot, you probably use turpentine.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? That's what gets the paint off.
Oh, I thought mineral spirits did.
You don't get turpentine?
No, I've always used mineral spirits.
All right, that's it. I quit. Podcast over. No, I'm done.
Hey.
All right.
Hey, well, now.
So how do you know if it's okay to pee in the tub? And what do you mean by how do you know if it's okay? Because I feel like if it's my own tub, I'm peeing in it no matter what.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's a given. I think it's a given. I mean, if your wife explicitly says not to, then maybe you don't. But
how would she know?
Here's the thing. Like, I read a poll today informing that question that said 62% of women, and I think like 89% of men admit to having urinated in a shower in the past year.
Oh, I pee in the tub every day.
Yeah, I tend to do it a lot too. Like if I have to go when I'm in there.
It's a freaking drain. What do you care? It's
gonna wash it all out. Goes to the same place. Like George, you know, pee pipes.
I mean, guys jerk off in the shower too. That's worse.
Sure.
Than the pee going down.
Yeah.
That's why your pipes get all clogged up because the hair and the combination of everything. And then you're like, why is there standing water?
To people who find that gross, here's my comeback. I'm like, what if I had been peed on? What if somebody peed on me? What would I do? I'd get in the shower and then I'd rinse it off. So there's pee in the shower then, and you wouldn't think of anything then.
But those people would be like, why are you getting pee?
Baby,
it's because you asked for wet work on Craigslist and you didn't get what you thought you were getting.
Right.
Did you ever see Horrible Bosses?
Yes, the first one, yeah.
Where they ordered wet work because they thought it meant Hitman. And then the guy's like, all right, who am I peeing on?
Yes. I will say that one time I had a roommate very briefly in...
Pee on you?
No, I was not. I was going with it, but you made me think for a second. No. I had a roommate from January to February of 2006. Who was a female, and she explicitly told me and the other guy who was staying with her briefly, do not pee in my shower. I will know. So I didn't.
I would just do it and be like, I never pee in your shower.
But I know that she listens to the show.
Do you think that she knew when you peed in the shower? Like,
I think I must have told her at some point prior to then that
right,
there was a possibility.
Right, but if you peed in the shower, do you think she would have known?
I don't know how you could. I think it was just on the honor system.
Yeah, you like... Wash soap goes out, it's smelly soap, it's good soap.
Yeah, I think that there'd be no way of knowing.
How would you
unless
know?
You accidentally go in like a soap tray or something. And even then it'd be like,
I think you could pee on her
toothbrush.
Take some
real sleuthing work, but
you could pee on her toothbrush and she probably wouldn't know.
Probably not. I don't see how anybody could. But she specifically asked me, and we were living rent free with her for 2 months, so I honored her.
Why were you living rent free with her for 2 months?
Oh, she was just a good friend who wanted to help me and a buddy of mine, Nick Sandbolt, get on our feet.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it was right by the Mall of America.
You know what?
Actually.
I would respect not peeing in the shower for that reason.
Yes.
For sure.
We definitely did, yeah.
Might pee in her sink, but in the shower.
But I think I must have told her prior
to moving
in.
Have you ever peed in the sink, by the way?
Well, yeah. It's a lot higher up. For me, it's like a better... It's an easier aim than a toilet.
Usually when you're drunk, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Almost exclusively,
I'd
feed
in the sink.
Yeah. In your own house? Apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you're drunk and the bathrooms are full and you gotta go pee, You pee in the sink.
Sure.
The only risk is if somebody walks out while you're peeing in the
That's
sink.
That's the thing. You gotta...
Actually, there's two risks. There's that and that you accidentally turn the garbage disposal on while your dick's hanging
oh,
in the...
Oh, shit. Yeah, that'd be horrible. If it's down the drain, you've got to... Wow. Okay.
Anyways.
That's a terrible visual. Oh, my God.
So, we're on the reader mailbag.
The reader mailbag. We had
Wait, what time are we at right now? What do we at?
Let's we're quite, we're a, quite a ways along.
That's what she said.
Oh, we're at 1:15. We're okay.
All
we
right.
can do two reader
right.
mailbags.
Reader mailbag. Let's do it.
Tom from Austin. This is an old one I grabbed out of the archives here because we didn't have any new ones. But he said, how do you make your TV viewing time most efficient? And I think by
What's
that...
What's your answer?
Well...
You don't have anything written.
No, I don't. I'm going to have to say... Don't watch things live, record them and watch my DVR.
Mm-hmm.
Or you watch until there's a commercial break and then you go resume a chore that you were doing, go unload the dishwasher, then come back and watch the TV again. I don't know. I think you either have to multitask or just zip through the DVR. You can't watch it live. You can't, I don't know.
No, you can never watch it live and you have to do it while you're pooping.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you poop, you watch like a show that you never have wanted to watch before?
Mm-hmm.
Or not never ever wanted to watch. That you maybe wanted to watch and that you haven't had a chance to.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you get the idea. Like, you watch a couple episodes while you're pooping of a show. And then you go, oh, it's worth it. Now I can get the most out of my TV. Or this show sucked, but at least you don't waste any time because you're pooping.
True. That's efficient.
That's what I would do.
You're basically multitasking. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've watched a few where I go through like two or three episodes and I go, this sucks. I'm not watching this.
I agree.
So,
although I've never... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, Vanna from Austin said, wait, what is this? Hot AI robots? Yes, that's a thing.
Well, at one point on Twitter, I asked our viewers, listeners, I should say, to suggest topics for the show. And this was just a topic suggestion. This wasn't a question.
Is this like sex robots?
She said, yeah, hot AI robots. Yes, that's a thing. So...
Is this the Vanna that I know?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm thinking she must be talking about how to fall in love with a robot?
No.
How do we form that into a how-to statement?
Because of the way she's saying this is it's how to be okay with having sex with a hot AI robot.
Oh, yeah, okay. How, like on Westworld. On Westworld, it was hot AI robots,
well,
right?
Well, no, they have, they do have these, that's the new thing is there's these, like, silicone-based AI. It's mostly for men. I think they do have some guy ones, too.
Okay.
Where they're, like, artificially intelligent fake women that you have sex with.
Huh. So, how is it okay to... How are you okay with that? How do you...
I don't know.
I think it has to be a very private thing if you're going to do that.
Yes.
I wouldn't go filming it.
It's expensive, too, I think.
I wouldn't send the link to mom and dad, grandma.
I'm not sure why grandma would even come up in the conversation.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Or mom and dad.
No. Don't do that. I think maybe also if you can find like a cult following or like if you can find
you're
like
okay with the fuzzy pals or whatever.
Yeah,
it is
if you can find a group that's into the same thing as you, then that's the best way to live this out.
I'm gonna be honest, Vanna. Get out there in the real world. Do the dating apps. The hot AI robots. Okay, yeah, I get it. It's great. Maybe you can have a little fun with somebody that is maybe hotter than you think you can get with, but at the same time.
It's really just silicon and silicone and
yeah, no, you, trust me, you can do better out there. There's stuff.
Sure.
You know?
I can see where a lot of people will be very satisfied with just getting one of these robots and calling it a day and not pursuing marriage or anything like that.
And then everyone's got to get in the shower after that.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
I guess that takes us to the end of episode 9.
Almost the end of, it's like Star Wars episode 9.
Oh, did you see it?
Well, episode 8 is the one that just came out.
Oh, shows what I know.
I did see it. We talked about this.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I haven't really paid much attention to those movies over the years. And...
Oh, man. Glanzer, we got to get you into this stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
But here's our sponsor, who's going to deliver chili and sexual AI robots. table.delivery.
That's the website.
It's $10 off with the code SWEETUMS. SWEETUMS for all your chili and chili weather needs in chili. Yes.
Don't go out on those icy roads tonight. Order dinner in. The guys over at Table have professionally trained drivers who can do any weather condition.
And if you're lucky, they will only like you for your pimp dimp.
Yes, let's make the song and let's put that over the top as our as our outro.
Outro? Is that part of your cervical?
My God. Yeah, I have a...
I have an innie and an outie.
Yeah, an intro and an outro.
Oh, man, how many drinks do we have?
A lot. Well, we still got two beers left, so...
Man, I think we did good, you know? This is a good podcast. If you guys are listening, we appreciate you listening. We are, because it's at the end, we have to come up with something. So what's the new contest this week? Because we've had the signing, if they said, Chim Rickles. We had the, what was the other one?
You get to be on the show. We'll call you and you can be on the show.
Except we accidentally called some other guy.
Yeah, some random dude got on the phone. Well, Jeff, send me your real number if you're listening to this.
Yeah, Jeff. We will definitely call you next time. But what did Jeff have to do for that?
He had to say what the National Beer of Texas was. Oh. And he got it right. It was Lone Star. Right.
So what is this one now? What are we doing this week?
All right. Next week, if you post, or if you say to one of us in person...
How are we doing, kids?
Oh, we're just finishing up here. We're all good. Yes, we'll be out in a set.
So she said...
If you come up to one of us or post online or anything, if you communicate with us in any way with the code word of blue, because that's the brand of microphone we're using. If you just say, hey, Bart Kristoff, blue.
Yeah.
You have to, what will we do for them?
I'll tell you what we will do.
We'll sing a karaoke song for them. Anything they want, because we're in a karaoke room.
Yes. Oh my God, that's perfect. High five on that.
We will end the next episode with your karaoke song of
choice. You get to pick the karaoke song as long as you say, Bart Kristoff blew me.
Okay, Bart Kristoff blew me gets you a free karaoke.
You get a free karaoke song choice, and we will sing it for you together.
And that's the last time when we ended the show with singing Up on the Housetop. Everybody was like, you were in a karaoke room, right? Why didn't you just start the song?
That's a good
point. Like, yeah, I guess we could have.
So this time we will start the karaoke song, but you get to pick it. Assuming they have it here. I mean, they do have a lot of songs.
They probably have it.
So give us two or three options just in case the first one is not available.
Okay. And we'll go from there.
So Bart Kristoff blew me. Or wait, what was it?
Yeah.
Bart Kristoff blew me and... Done deal.
Done deal. Okay. Thanks for listening. Signing off, Bart Kristoff and Ryan Glanzer from Common Interest in Austin, Texas. Thanks for listening to How to Do That.
Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that.